Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 12th of April, and right now it's partly cloudy and 27 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy in the morning, then clear, with temperatures ranging from low of 27 to high of 32 degrees Celsius, and with the heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds supposed to be blowing at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour whole day. Forecast for later on predicts overcast in the evening, then partly cloudy. Moon is waning gibbous and illuminated on 64%. Yesterday earthquake that struck Indonesia at 2:08 p.m. with a magnitude of 8.9 on the Richter scale poured warnings of possible tsunami. The quake was later downgraded to 8.6 magnitude. In the evening, India has withdrawn the tsunami warning, which was issued in 28 countries, but Indian's Nicobar Islands closer to the epicenter of the quake are still on alert. Andrea spoke with Daniel, member of working committee, about yesterday's alert and how we are prepared for situations like that.
Good morning, Daniel. Today is a Thursday, and yesterday we had a tsunami alarm at in the afternoon at 3:30, something like that. Can you give some information about how the working committee deal with it?
Okay. First of all, it was not an alarm, it was an alert and watch. An alert and watch is not the same thing than alarm. Alert and watch means maybe will happen. Alarm is going to happen. Yesterday afternoon, I got 50 phone calls from all over the world, actually. Somebody even called from Thailand because they felt the earthquake. So they called me, say, there's a big earthquake and so on. So we had since the tsunami of 2004 many alerts. Especially the first year we had like four. So the earthquake that provoked the tsunami is a special one. It's one out of I don't know how many, because the movement has to be from up to down. And normally the movement is sideways. And this one was sideways, but this you cannot know immediately. So it's good that there is an alert. Our tsunami, there is one cell of tsunami, but the guy is in holiday. So it did not work, but it worked in many other ways. So I'm standing right now, because this interview is by phone, in front of the sea.
Which
is calm, it's a sunny day.
Yeah, in which community?
Yesterday at 4 o'clock, all the people worked in the place where I am, they left. And we put actually the bikes up and the car. One car that I have was brought to another place. After nothing happened, but it's good to see that information works. So if something will happen, then we are sort of prepared. Okay. I mean, if a tsunami was hitting yesterday, I think we was going to do much less damage than the one of 2004.
Okay, Daniel, thank you very much. And where are you talking about? From which place are you talking? Sorry.
I'm talking about from Shima. It is a Horovitz community on the beach in the north part of Horovitz.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day, Daniel.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Devarusha Pirapu is the time of New Year. It is a time for celebrating new and prosperous beginnings. The 13th of April is the beginning of the first month Chitirai of the Tamil year, Nandana year, which is celebrated as the new year and is also known as Chitirai Vishu. Varusham is the Tamil word for year, and Pirapu can be translated as the birth or beginning or commencement of an event. According to Hindu mythology, on this day the creator of the world, Lord Brahma, started creation. On the Tamil New Year's Day, pujas are performed in various temples. And for that occasion, children and youth of Oroville and surrounding villages prepare a cultural program to share with the community. Celebration will start at 7 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India Culture in International Zone, and we will see younger and older students dancing classical dance, Bharatnatyam, semi-classical, fusion and modern dance. Volunteering teacher at Udavi School shares with us the invitation to a small music and program on Tuesday, 17th of April at 1:30 p.m. at Dipanam School, where 12 students of Udavi School will share their knowledge of music with the community. Good morning, Rima.
Good morning.
You are a volunteer teacher in Udavi School, eh?
Yes. I'm teaching piano. It's first time that somebody teaching piano in Udavi School. That's why students are excited and very enjoy lesson and surely want to continue. And
yeah, so you're giving them one by one individual lessons?
Or yes, yeah. Yes, sure. It's individual lessons and I'm starting 7 o'clock morning. I live in Udavi School. They have facilities for teachers. And 7 morning, they knock on my door already. Rima, we are ready. And before starting the lessons, we have already individual. We have 2 rooms now, 2 keyboards, not acoustic piano, but we're working really good. And then afternoon, after the lunch, it's more flexible schedule because I don't want to disturb the teachers and interrupt the
lesson. Children practically practice on 2 keyboards? Because there's no classical piano in the school, yeah?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
How many children?
In beginning, it was 50 who was like to play piano. Yes, I never have more than, 18 students at one time. And now a little bit less in the first half year, it was 50 really. And it was so hard because students from the smallest grade, like 4, 5 and 6, they had like 4, 3, 5 kids together, and I tried to teach them both and do it parts very quickly. But now it's exactly 25 students, 13 from the general standards and 12 from young.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So all this year you were working with them, and the result we can see, yeah?
Yes.
When and where?
Result you can see. First time we will play in Dipanam School. It will be Tuesday, 1:30. They have very nice place and enough place for guests. And next Saturday, it will be 21st April at 5 o'clock in Town Hall Conference Room. Mm. We will do here.
How many students will perform?
It will be 13 students. 13? Yes.
And they will play classical music or what?
Yeah, it will be famous classical and modern music. Everybody will recognize. And it's not only music that was written for piano especially, because it's symphonies of Beethoven, it's opera pieces from Verdi and Liszt Rhapsody. You will see and hear.
I think for the Udavi children, that is also the first contact with the Western classical music, so to speak, yeah?
First time, yes.
How they respond to it?
They like it so much. And they, it's teaching. My teaching goes different way, not like in the West, We're not counting, we're not measuring, only by ears. They catch in very fast, very quickly. And that's why we did this program, last program, less than 2 months, because I was going back and I came in the middle of February. And from middle to February, we did this program. And now we're ready to perform.
Okay, so see you on Tuesday in Dipanam and Saturday in Town Hall.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
today at 5:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in Main Hall, as every 12th of each month of this year, Women's Circle of Hour will meet. They will do Panchamama, Mother Earth, breathing exercises, and Eternity Game with Anandi, and any other thing you would like to bring to share with the group. All are welcome. On Saturday, 14th of April at 5 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, Nishta invites us to a Vedic chant. And on Sunday, 15th of April at 5 p.m. at Pitanga, Children Choir High Flyers is offering to the community concert of songs they've learned through this school year with Jana. Choirs consisted with children who shared joy and passion for singing from different schools in Auroville. Auroville's security service informs us that due to the Tamil New Year, there won't be any beach guard service tomorrow at Repo Beach. And Auroville Health Center is closed also. And the team wishing everyone a good and healthy New Year. The Cycle Kiosk is offering afternoon cycle tours on April 19th, 20th and 21st to celebrate Earth Day. They will begin at 3:30 p.m. on each day. They will ride a different route and the ride will take around 30 to 45 minutes, but you have to bring your own cycle. And on April 21st, there will be a cycle maintenance session to show how you to take care of your cycles, from cleaning and oiling to puncture repair and etc. They're asking you to bring your cycle between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. From April onward, the resident service no longer processes the C-forms. This work has been taken up by the guest accommodation service at the visitor center. As their computers are not functioning at the present, Center Guest House will do this work for the time being. The Error Foundation also no longer wishes to deal with C-forms. They used to bring the forms to the Error, and new and very strict Error office only accepts the C-forms if they arrive at the Error office within 24 hours of the arrival of the guest. All Indians and non-Indians visiting us, they have to fill up arrival C-form when they arrive. And we have to add to the C-form photocopy of passport and actual visa on a separate sheet. If they are not attached, the C-form will not be registered. We have to be aware that duplicate copy of this form is only trace kept in Auroville of the passage of your guest's friends, and asking us to check this duplicate is that is clearly readable. In case of accidents or theft, this duplicate is the only official proof of their stay in Auroville with their all numbers and dates needed for any attestation. So we are requested to fill up the above mentioned form at the time of arrival and to submit it personally to the guest accommodation service office at the visitor center within 24 hours. Any delays may cause regrettable complication in case of unexpected problem situations. Auroville Volleyball Sports Development Group will organize volleyball sport competition tomorrow at New Creation Sports Ground, and this competition, they will evaluate each student individual performance and team collaboration. New Era Higher Secondary School Girls and Dea Shakti Sport Girls team will play at 8 a.m. Dea Shakti Sport Boys and New Era Higher Secondary School Boys will follow at 9, and then Team Auroville Volleyball Club and Bumia Palaram Men's Team at 10 a.m. and finally Eden Chavanadi and Kula Palam at 11 a.m. Auroville Volleyball Sport Development Program Group will give awards at noon. Working Committee, Auroville Council and Auroville Security Service realized that in the aftermath of Cyclone Tame, they need to take precautionary measures against forest fires grows day by day. With this in mind, the District Fire Officer of Vilipuram was invited to visit Auroville to inspect the situation and make a proposal. After visiting several areas in Auroville, the District Fire Officer expressed his willingness to train group of volunteers trained in basic firefighting techniques as a first step in his proposal. For that, they called for volunteers who are willing to undergo these basic trainings. It would be in Auroville, and if you're interested, please contact Auroville Security before at the following numbers: 262-3400 or 944-309-0107 or 944-3362-691. Teach us always more, give us more light, dispel our ignorance, illumine our minds, transfigure our hearts, and give us the love that never runs dry and makes thy sweet love flower in every being. We are thine for all eternity. Wrote the mother. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroville.radio.org.